You can't leave, cause your heart is there. But you can't stay, cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry, cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Yeah. That was Sly and the Family Stone on your radio family, known since 1926 as WRJN. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, known that way since 1959, along with my tag team partner, Mark Eichhorst. When were you born?
1951.
A year that will live in infamy. And she is Mary Beth Aldrich. She is the program manager of Housing Resource Incorporated. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're looking great.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
Originally or these days?
Well, where are you from originally?
I was born on the southwest side of Chicago.
On the southwest side of Chicago.
Yep. But I much prefer Racine.
Where'd you go to high school?
A place called Mother Macaulay.
Good Catholic school,
good,
huh?
Good Catholic, all-girl, Southside school, yep.
Nurses, the nuns used to spank you with the rulers on your knuckles?
They never me, never, but yeah. I heard that occasionally happened to other people.
What was the nickname of your high school, do you remember?
No, everybody just called it Mother Macaulay, or Macaulay.
Mother, you know, Macaulay, what would be a good name for Mother Macaulay, Mark?
The Habits.
I was going to say the Mother Macaulay Marauders. I thought that would be good.
I like that one. I might.
And so you were Southwest Chicago.
Southwest side of Chicago, yep.
Then how did you get to Racine?
You know, I was hired to come up here in 1987 as part of a national effort to put pressure on congressmen. And I came in and put together a coalition at the time.
Whoa.
Okay, it was political work. I'm trying to stay.
No, we want to know about this. It's fascinating. You came from the southwest side of Chicago to put political pressure on congressmen for what?
At the time, the congressman was Les Aspin. The issue was Contra Aid. And there was a coalition. I was hired by a coalition to put together a group of labor and senior and church organizations to try and convince Mr. Aspin to vote against continued aid to the Nicaraguan Contras.
Wow, that's fascinating. That became the Iran-Contra affair.
At that point in time, it wasn't quite that, but right, it turned into that.
Wow, that is fascinating. Yeah. And then you came up here for that, and then you just stayed?
I just stayed. I loved Racine. I loved the people here, and I had the opportunity to find other work, so I stayed.
You know what is great about Racine?
I think there's a lot of things on that
the
list.
The water is amazing.
It is amazing.
Incredibly good tasting water. So I had to listen to the early part of the program. We lost our state. Well, we didn't lose anything. We had Mayor Dickert on. He explained we're still the national champions, but Green Bay now has the state title.
Oh.
Yeah, so I guess it's like getting the bronze. Green Bay got the bronze medal. We still have the gold medal. So how do you get involved in the housing market, in the housing world?
You know, one of the things that kept me in Racine was my work with the Racine Neighborhood Watch program. And while I was there, I developed a passion for Racine's neighborhoods and for, I identified or helped identify the need for the housing stock to get some improvements. And I've kind of like stayed on that track. So
when was that? When did that start?
Well, Neighborhood Watch was probably 95, 2000. Maybe a little earlier, maybe 94 to 99. It included the weed and seed years. After that, I went to a group called the Racine Housing and Neighborhood Partnership and helped lead that West 6th Street revitalization effort, which really changed the complexion of that block. And then I actually left Racine for 10 years. My mom and dad live in Walworth County, and they needed me. And I came back last year, and I'm so glad to be back.
Well, we're glad that you are back. She's Mary Beth Aldridge. She's the program manager of Housing Resource, Inc. It's a volunteer organization that helps people find houses and be educated about the housing market.
I would question the use of the word volunteer organization. We're a not-for-profit housing counseling organization. The people who work for us are paid. But we're HUD approved, which means that if you go and look for a housing counseling organization on the HUD website, and that includes helping people buy houses, helping people get their credit together, helping people save homes if you're at risk of foreclosure because of a crisis or some other issue. And even if you're just not at crisis, but you need some help figuring out how to maintain a house and be a successful homeowner, those are things we can help you with.
Having a home is such an emotional thing for people. Do you have to be part psychologist as well?
No, I think really the important role we play is making sure that it's the right fit for people. Because I think a lot of people think they want a house, but it's important to remember that you're responsible for taxes, you're responsible for maintenance, you should be part of the community you're living in.
Shouldn't blow up M80s next to your neighbor on 4th of July.
That's right.
That's what my neighbors are doing.
I had some doing that last night.
What is that? That's illegal and not nice. So you've got this big event coming up on October 1st. Why don't you tell the beautiful humans about that?
So that's one of the events we're doing for our post-purchase people. You're a homeowner, now what? Like our pre-purchase, we bring in professionals to teach people about the process. Only in this case, we're bringing in the Racine Fire Department to talk about home safety, and Home Depot will talk about home maintenance. Neighborhood Watch comes in and talks about community engagement part. H&R Block comes in and talks about the tax advantages.
Who comes in and talks about not blowing off fireworks next to your neighbors?
That'll be me.
Okay.
The other exciting thing about the event on October 1st is Associated Bank is partnering with us, and we're going to have the opportunity to award 10 Racine County households who are income eligible a $500 grant for minor home improvement.
That's so cool.
It's very exciting. It's really exciting.
My first wife is a real estate broker. And it's a really high-pressured environment in the real estate market. How many communities have an effort like this where it really is much more low-key to educate people without the pressure of having to buy or sell?
We're actually part of a larger organization. Our Milwaukee office is our headquarters, and then the Racine Kenosha. The Racine office has been in existence for 16 years. Our Milwaukee office and the Home Ownership Center will celebrate its 25th anniversary this year. So larger cities tend to have an option, but you go to the HUD website and you want to make sure you're talking to the ones who have been approved by HUD and know what they're doing.
Did you have a question?
No, it's just a great organization. And do you have the housing you help these people find are all throughout our community?
So it's really about home ownership is our focus. And what happens on the pre-purchase side is people sign up for the class. Like post-purchase, we're bringing in the professionals. So in that case, it's a mortgage lender and a realtor and a home inspector and an insurance rep, as well as somebody from WIBIC always comes in and talks about budget and crediting. Then after the class, they meet with us. We'll run their credit report. We'll walk through it with them. We will teach them how to read it, and we'll tell them what it takes to get on track.
She's Mary Beth Aldridge. You said you didn't have a question, then you had a great question. Mary Beth Aldridge, she's the program manager of Housing Resource, Inc. What's the website people can go to for more information?
www.hri-wi.org.
Just real quickly, how many people do you think you help in a year's time?
Last year we had over 215 go through the class. 180 came in and met with us. 66 people bought houses.
Wow. All right, give me that website one more time.
www.hri-wi.org.
You're an absolute delight. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A Magnum.media station.
And on this Throwback Thursday, your hour of power, as we acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power, follows WRJN covering the world at 1101.
Postponing impeachment. Hillary back in action. I'm Michael Toscano. House Republican leaders postponing a move to start impeachment proceedings against IRS Commissioner John Koskinen.